When we first got started, we went out and we signed up people right away. We signed up 4 months one, and we were into our second month. We had probably about a week or so into our first month, and we found that everybody kind of had the same basic questions about the oils, and we didn't have a lot of information, but we had just gone to an event with Mike McLean in Detroit, and there was where we were introduced to the Essential Oils Desk Reference Guide. And when I found that tool, I was absolutely in heaven. And I got everybody together, and I said, you know what, meet us up at the hotel. They've got a little meeting room there, and we'll go over all of the different information. And so that was our very first health and wellness workshop. I didn't know it at the time that that was going to be something I was going to do every single week for the rest of my life, but apparently that's what I signed on for. We had started on a Monday night because that worked around my schedule, and that first meeting we had, I believe there was like 7 people there, and all I did is I opened up my essential oil desk reference guide, and we had paper clips, all of the different everyday oils. We had lemon and peppermint and frankincense, and we had them paper clipped, and we basically walked through each and every one of those oils. And we let them open them up and smell them, and we talked about what the book said each of them did. And during that same process, if anybody had used it and felt anything, they shared what had happened to them. And that was our first meeting, and it went really well. It lasted about 1 hour and 15 minutes. Questions and answers was another hour after that. And the next one that we had, there were 20-some-odd people at, and it has continued to grow. And at the time, we partnered with Karen Malone, who is one of my upline, and she brought people over to that meeting with over to the location where we were doing it. And Sherry Lead, who was my upline silver, brought her people over to the meeting. And really quickly, we partnered with a bunch of people that were not in our organizations at all. They weren't part of Karen's group or my group or anybody, and just opened it up. And it was probably maybe 4 or 5 weeks later that we were averaging 40-plus people that were coming to the meeting and standing room only and had to get a bigger location. And that was kind of the process. And what I found is when it got too big, when we had we moved into another location where we could accommodate, must have been about 60 or so people, 60, 70 people in a very big room, and Karen and I were partnering teaching, and I was just having a blast, just having a really good time with it. And we realized real quick that we were having less people sign up during the meeting, which I found really weird. You know, what's going on that, you know, there's still the same amount of new people coming, but we weren't having the same success enrolling them. And so I went to Silver Club, came back from Silver Club, and we made a decision to go ahead and split the class in half. That was the first time that we split. And that's exactly what we did. She was on one side of Genesee County, and I moved to the extreme opposite side. And the thought process behind it was, is when anybody is up there teaching the class, everybody thinks that they are the only expert in the room. And that's far from true. There's many other people that had information in there, but everybody always wants to speak to the speaker. So the thought process when we split the room, you know, we both dropped down to about 20 people in our meetings. The enroller rate went back up. So people would bring a new person and would be able to enroll them, because what would happen is the new people come in and they hear the information and they're excited and they want the opportunity to speak to one of the leaders. And if there are 15 new people that come, the leader is obviously not going to have an opportunity to speak with all 15 before they leave. So the system really works well, and we still kept our meetings. We try to keep them right around 30 to 40 people in a room, because then you have that opportunity. What we did is develop another step to that. And what we do is we have lots of different people that are working at the events in the rooms to be able to make it where there's lots of leaders. We have T-shirts and polo shirts and the shirts made that say Young Living Essential Oils, and we've got the decals and stuff on the back. So people identify them as a leader, and then we also point them out as a leader. So at the end, when the class is wrapping up and we get the opportunity, and we'll explain how we do that in a minute, we say that any one of the people in the red or black Young Living shirts would be glad to help you. And what it does is it separates, it frees, and they know that, okay, the person that brought me might not be the best person to talk to. Because, you know, we always want somebody else. It's like human nature. We think there's somebody better. But if they see somebody else, another one of the leaders in one of the Young Living shirts, it immediately identifies them as somebody they can ask questions to, somebody that's going to be able to help them out and take them through the process. So keep that in mind as you're setting it up. And the other thing we do is we try to have different people work and do things, as in we have somebody come up and share the company history and talk through that process, and we have somebody else that takes people through the testimonies, and then we have people that work at the registration table for sign-in. And then we also have whoever the keynote speaker is that day. And then we have the break and come back for the business training. And we do that not because one person wouldn't be capable. Of course, one person could do all of that. But we want, number one, to develop other people to become leaders so that when we have to divide the class again, I've already got more people that are willing to teach. And that's the cycle that we've gone through. Every time the class gets where we have standing room only, what we do is we identify an area where we have a lot of people coming from, and then we have them and we help equip them to start another class over somewhere else. And then what we do is three times a year we get together for a big two-day just crazy event with all kinds of stuff, all kinds of speakers, and you know, we have 200 and 300 people that get together, and it's just a wonderful opportunity. And then we get to get into some more in-depth stuff instead of just our 12-week series. So it's kind of an overview, but I want to break down the steps. Exactly what is it that we do? Well, number one is we have everybody, no matter how long they've been in, advertising the meeting. And how we do that is we have a flyer that tells all of the classes. We rotate, personally, we rotate through 12 classes. It's basic classes, basic body parts, basic functions. We have like stress and depression and fatigue. We do pain and inflammation, healing oils of the Bible, an overview on what the raindrops do and why we use those oils specifically. And that's not a class where we actually sit and we do a raindrops technique. We just want to talk about the oils and get their awareness of what those oils can do. So, you know, that type of a thing. And we rotate through them and we keep it very basic. And the timeline is this. Everybody is handing out flyers with the next four classes on it. So we advertise a month at a time, and they can put those up on bulletin boards. They can put them in stores. Like, I'm telling you, a wonderful way for you to build, even if you're very nervous about talking to strangers, if you will make, you know, you're having a class, if you make 100 flyers, and on these flyers, at the bottom of it, you're going to have a coupon that says admit one free, and then a reference number. And the reference number is your member number and the member numbers of all the people in your organization. So a simple, very simplified way of actually going out and talking to strangers is grab 10 of those. So you've got 100. Grab 10 and walk into any store. It can be anything. We walk into hearing aid places. We walk into eyeglass places. We walk into dentists. We walk into chiropractors. We walk into drugstores. It doesn't matter what it is. Any place, any restaurant, anything. I don't prejudge on what they sell and what they do to determine whether or not I can do it. And we walk up to the person at the front desk, and I say, hi, my name is Shannon. We do health and wellness workshops right here in the area. Can I leave a stack of these here for your customers? Almost always, they say, sure. And I say, where would you like me to put them? And then they say where they want me to put them. And then out of that, out of 10 people that I go in and do it for, 3 to 4 of them ask a question. If they ask a question, I follow with a quick answer, and I show them the flyer. If they ask another question, I quickly answer that question. If they ask the third question, I go through the same system of going over and sitting down and doing an appointment with them. I don't do it right then because they're working and I'm working, but I do set up the appointment. So it's just a really quick, easy way. And the beauty of it is if that person chooses to sign up, then they're going to be advertising to everybody that comes into that business. You've already got the flyers in the store. Awesome. If they choose not to sign up, it's okay because they're still letting you advertise in that store. So, I mean, it's a quick, easy in and out. And then what you can do is even pay some kid to drop off more flyers in those stores on a regular basis to keep every store with a good supply of them. Beauty salons are a fantastic spot for that. People are sitting there waiting to get their hair done. You just put them in there. Spas, great places for that. There's no bad place for those. Have people do that. And what happens is with everybody advertising it, you always have new people in the room. And it also gets people out there talking to new people. So it's a win-win situation. Now, the one thing that we do that I find cold, hard, fast, no exceptions, we do not deviate from this in any way, shape, or form. If somebody comes to the meeting and they have a coupon with them, whatever reference number is on that paper, that person, if they choose to sign up that night, the sponsor and then the enroller is put directly under that person. And what that does is build 100% trust between all of the members, and it doesn't matter if that person happens to be there that night. If they're not there, no big deal. It doesn't matter because that person is still put under there, and what we have is all of those leaders that we talked about in the red and black shirts. They're going to help that person sign up at the end of the meeting no matter who was there. Now, that's important because that means even the quietest, meekest person you know is going to be willing to put some flyers in the store, even if it's just as she stands up, she leaves one back there. It's okay. She's still able to build and share by just using the flyers. It's a great tool. These are the same flyers that we hand out when we're standing in the Walmart line or chit-chatting with somebody wherever we are. It's just advertising. It's getting people to a central location. So that's how we do the advertising part. And what happens is when they get to the building, we have somebody sitting at a desk or a table right there at the front door, and there's a $5 fee for the meeting. And even if you are getting your room for free, please, you've got to ask for the $5 for the meeting for a couple of reasons. Number one, most of the time we hand out flyers. We hand out brochures on whatever we're talking about. There's money that is expended for the paperwork. And the other thing is, as you collect money, that can go for giveaways. If you end up having more money come in that month than what it costs for the room, you can give away a bottle of Venturette as a drawing for whoever brings the most new people or something like that, whoever signs up the most people in a month. So that money can be used, but it also sets up precedence. If right now you have a room that doesn't cost anything and you don't charge anything because you don't want to charge if it's free, but then something happens to that room and you have to then go rent a hotel and you have to pay $100 a week for that, people are not going to want to retro and start paying when they've never paid before. Set it up in precedence. Just even if all you're doing is getting paid for teaching, that's a value. You know, we do that all the time. Teachers work in schools and they get paid to teach. Teaching is a skill. You deserve to get paid for your time. It's okay. $5 for a class is absolutely nothing. The information is invaluable and you deserve it. So don't have any of those fears. But the other reason is, on the flyer that we're handing out all over creation, it says admit one for free. Now, if everybody is coming in for free, immediately those people feel like you're scamming them. You see how that sounds? Exactly. So there has to be a fee for the class. And on your flyer, at the very top of the flyer with your the name and the intro, and then it's got where the class is located, it's got the time of the class, and then it has $5 per person. But then at the bottom, there's a coupon for admit one free. And I'm telling you, that is a powerful resource. It's a powerful way to get people someplace, but you got to be charging the fee at the door. Now, $5 is not a lot to ask, so get over that part. It's okay. And we also have everybody sign in because you're going to need that for your taxes anyways, and we have them put an email address. So if they want to be a part of any mailers or any big events you're going to have coming on, you've got a contact source. Now, the next thing that we do is they've been registered. We usually have the room set up where we've got tables and chairs. I like the classroom style because it does several things. Number one, we are in a society where we're raised in schools, and we're used to if we're sitting at a desk and there's somebody at the front of the room, we sit and we listen and we take notes, but we don't typically interrupt the entire way through. When you have groups of people, large groups of people, if you don't have a setting where the person at the front is in control, a class like that can just take off and have no rhyme or reason. It's just a whole lot of people giving their opinion all over the room, and it's not the kind of workshop we're talking about. We got something where people come for a topic, and you get to the topic, you teach them about the topic, and you honor their time. So we like the table and chair system. You can do that however you like, but that's personally how we do it. Now, what we do at the front of the room, we have somebody at 7 o'clock. It's time at 7 o'clock for the class. We start at 7 o'clock on the dot. We don't start at 7:05 because this is a professional thing. This is a business, and we need to respect that and honor their time. So we start at 7 o'clock, and what happens first is the person comes out, and they do an introduction to Young Living itself. Young Living, the history of the company, where we've been, where we're going, what our future looks like, talking about Ecuador. Then we take time to speak about Gary himself and our founder and the reason why we do what we do. We talk about the mission. We talk about Mary Young and how she has partnered with him and has just followed him all over the world, everything that he does. And we really go into that part, and we take a good 20, 25 minutes just on the company itself. And it's real important to do. I think sometimes we try to kind of skip over that and just get to all the testimonies and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, people need to know that this is not some fly-by-night company. We've been around since 1992. We have massive stability. We've got farms all over the place. Nobody else has that. We distill, we farm. People need to know that, and you need to have pride in that. And if you're not sure on that information, then you need to do a little bit of research so you can be more accurate in where we came from and be proud of where we came from and even more be excited about where we're going. So we share that part for about 20, 25 minutes. And then what we do is we do testimonies. We have somebody come up and go, you know, to share their testimony, and then they allow about five other people to share their testimony. And now what happens is that first person that comes up and shares, they're going to be in charge of testimonies, and they share what happened to them. And they have a good 5 minutes where they can really share their whole story, how they were introduced, how they felt about being introduced, what happened to their body when they were introduced, their family, you know, how amazing it was. I really want them to give some details, just 5 minutes. And then they're going to take and say, now, I know that there's other people that have had phenomenal experiences with Young Living. Anybody want to get up and share what's happened? And then we have five people, and typically we have picked three of them that have issues that have to do with the topic. If we happen to be talking about digestion and I've got somebody in the room that has celiac that is not suffering from that disease anymore, then I'll have them come up and share. If we've got people that had diabetes and it's gone, then I'll have them come up and share because that has to do with liver and pancreas and enzymes. And so we try to keep a couple of them to the topic, and we ask them ahead of time, and then we'll pick one or two other people in the audience. But right before she actually says, come on up and share, she says, now what we're looking for is just 30 seconds. Give us real quick what happened to you. It's not your turn to share a big, long story, chuckle, chuckle. And we do that on purpose, again, because we've got a lot that we've got to cover, and I want people to hear the testimonies because the stories are powerful. The stories are just, that is what reignites the excitement every single time I hear them, but it also has to be done in a controlled situation. So she shared her story for 5 minutes. She has everybody else come up, and what they do is they come up, and you'll have very quickly five stories, and we're talking that happens in about 3 minutes, five stories of what happened, boom, boom, boom. They're at the front of the room. It's not just all over the place, very organized, and then the person will say, now, that's just a little tasting, and I bet you we could spend the next 5 hours hearing from testimonies of all the amazing things that have happened in people's lives, but I definitely want to get on to the topic of what we have going on, and today our special speaker is, and introduce whoever happens to be speaking and the topic, and then that person comes up, and they start their class, their topic with, let me tell you a little bit about me and what happened to me, and they share their story as well, and usually their story is 5 to 10 minutes long on the how and the why. And then they're going to tell the difference between our oils and every other oil out there. It's real important that at some point during your presentation that you make that distinction that Young Living essential oils are made completely different. And this is why. And this is what's in them. And this is how ours can be used and the different ways that an essential oil can be used. Because although every class is not an essential oils basic, we are an essential oils company. And we have to take the time to explain how oils work and what they do inside the body. So we take that person takes 5 to 10 minutes telling their story, and then they take 5 to 10 minutes explaining oils and the difference between the oils. And now you'll see there's only about 40 minutes left of the class, and this is when we're starting on the topic. So you have to be very concise. You have to be very simple, and I think that's really important to note is that simplicity is the key of the duplication of this system. When we sit down and we share a class, say we're doing one on digestion, we're sharing digestion and what you can do for digestion. First, typically how we do it is we share an overview of the digestional situations that are going on and what they are using in medicine to help repair those systems and why they're not working. So we share 5-10 minutes on that. But then we want to come back and we want to give the answers. What are things that we have found that have worked phenomenal that have been studied and proven be able to help with those areas, and we make sure that we're not diagnosing in any way, shape, or form, but we're saying there's simple things that your body needs. Your body needs fiber. Your body needs to have peristalsis in the intestines. If it doesn't have peristalsis, then there's no movement, not proper movement, and we just go over the very, 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 very basics. In 30 minutes, that's all you have time for anyway. I figure there's enough places out there where people can learn more information and get deeper into the oils and more studying and just in the back of the Essential Science Publishing catalog, there are 100 CVs on classes that Gary Young has taught, Terry Seacrest has taught, Vicki Offer has taught them, Marcella Von Harding, all these different wonderful people that do have all of that knowledge, that are skilled in those areas that can give more information for people that need it. But remember, these meetings, these 12-week series, are always designed for a new person to come in, hear any topic, get a basic on essential oils, and decide that they want to partner with that vision. That's what they're about, is building and growing your organization. So for more information, there's other places you can go. And then there's also our two-day events. the two-day event that we host. We have multiple different physicians and naturopath and chiropractors that come in and teach, and they teach on subjects that we don't teach during the normal 12-week series. So that's another place. And Grand Convention. If people want more information, man, they need to get to Grand Convention. And I'll say it again. If you are listening to this series, you are listening to this series because you want to build a young living distributorship. That's part of the reason why you're listening to that. And if you want to be a successful young living distributor, or you just want to know how your body is supposed to function completely, then you need to be at Grand Convention, because that's where that information comes from. That's where the deeper information, that's not what these classes that we teach are about. These are the basic information on health and nutrition that people just have to have. So they teach for about 30, 35 minutes on the health and nutrition part. And then at the wrap-up, what they're going to do is at that point is when we're going to share with them the possible abundance of young living. And how we do that wrap-up is like this. So that's kind of an overview of your digestion and how it works and things that you can do. And if you have more questions, anybody in the red shirts, the black shirts, those are young living leaders, and any one of those people can answer those questions. And we have four different ways that you can get started with young living. You can get started with our Ninja Red Start Living Kit. Now that Start Living Kit comes with four bottles of Ninja Red and 10 singles. Very convenient for you. We talked about what Ninja Red does already and a little bit of an overview, and that will come with a $35 one-time lifetime membership fee. You're going to get a lavender and a peppermint with that. You're also going to get three more singles, and inside your Start Living Kit, inside that membership box, there's going to be a coupon, and that coupon is for 50% off of the diffuser. You want to make sure you take that out right away and fill it out, because that one does have an expiration date on it. So get that, fill that out. So that's one of the ways you can get started with Ninja Red, or you can get started with our everyday oils. And the everyday oils, and I go over what those oils are, work wonderful in the body. That kit right there is $115, and then you have the $35 one-time lifetime membership fee with all of the good stuff I mentioned with the Ninja Red. So Ninja Red, if you're going to start with that, is $185. Our everyday oils total would be $150. Then we also have the Thieves line, and we didn't have time to get into a lot on that today, and we do have a class coming up on whatever day that is, and you can get started with that one. That is $115 plus the $35 one-time lifetime membership fee and all of the goodies that come with that. Then we have a Core Essentials, and that Core kit is going to start you with Balance Complete and Ninja Red and the Core Supplements and all the very basic nutrients that your body needs to survive, and not only survive but thrive. So you have a decision here. Would you like to start with the everyday oil, the Ninja Red, the Thieves, or the Core Supplement? And we're handing out membership applications right now, so you can start filling those out, and then you can have any of those people in the red or the black be able to help you figure out exactly the best plan of action. If you have anything specific and you need us to bring the Essential Desk Reference Guide over there to help you identify things that you might want to do in addition to that, I'd be glad to sit down and show you how that book works as well. Now, in addition to that, we have we've talked about health and wellness all night long, but I do want to tell you that we are a networking company, and we mentioned that at the beginning and why we became a networking company. And obviously, our main primary focus is never the business part, but it is a viable business building tool. And we would love to have you join us in 15 minutes. We're going to take a 15-minute break here, and we will start at 8:45, and we're going to go over the possible abundance that you could have with Young Living. When we were introduced to Young Living, we weren't interested in the business building portion at all. However, as we began to share, we ended up getting paid. That's just the way it works. And I know we've talked about it over and over tonight, that there are people that you know that have health concerns, and you have to have the decency to share it with them. So I'm going to go ahead and take that break. If you have questions, make sure you grab any of us in the shirt. Thank you so much. We'll see you in about 15 minutes. And that is how we end the class. I end at 8:30. I make sure I respect their time. And so we do. We hand out the membership applications. In addition to that, we hand out the flyers for the upcoming classes that we have and explain how they can change that reference number to their member number. And we go through the process with them on how to sign them up. We go right through the steps. We never have a problem with it. And most of the new members, I would probably say out of 10 new members, we have about 7 of them that stay for the purpose of abundance at least once. That doesn't mean that they stay every time or they decide to build a big business, but they do stay that first time just out of curiosity. In the Purpose and Abundance class, what we do there is at 15 minutes, we start on time, and so we say to the room, all right, it's time to start the class. We actually do this about 3 minutes before we're ready to start. Okay, it's time to start our Purpose and Abundance class, and if you're going to stay with us, awesome, have a seat, find your paper and pencil, and get ready to take some notes, If you're not going to be able to stay with us tonight, we are going to ask that you go ahead, grab all your stuff, and leave the room. There's other areas where you can sit and talk if you need to, but we are going to need anybody not planning on staying to get your stuff together at this time and leave, and we will see you next week at the Health and Wellness Workshop. Thank you so much. And you know what? People just honor that. They grab all their stuff. The ones that have to leave, grab their stuff and leave, smile, goodbye. The other ones scooch forward, get closer in the chairs, and get ready for the next portion. And that class is 30 minutes long. We very much keep it to 30 minutes. Once in a while, it might go 35, but that we have dismissed, and then people are asking questions at that point. And we have a wonderful series. It's called the 6-Week Purpose and Abundance Series, and it goes over all 6 classes that we teach for the Purpose and Abundance. So you can check that out to see exactly what you would do in those classes. And that's about it. That's what we do with these classes. There are 3 CDs that are coming with this particular CD, and what you're going to find on there is going to be a kind of an overview of what we do. I'm going to be explaining, as if I were teaching a class, a welcome introduction. I'm going to go over the company itself. I'm going to go over my testimony, and then I will share the wellness topic for the evening. And then I will kind of do a wrap-up, inviting them to get back with the person who invited them and see what the possible abundance is with Young Living, so that you know what to expect. That's what's going to be on there. And the beauty of it is we have it set up where there is it's on several different tracks. So if you are getting all 3 of them and all you want to hear is the wellness portion, you can skip ahead on the tracks, past the company history and past my story, so you don't have to hear that on every CD. I do. Every time I share on health and wellness, I share my testimony. So you will hear the same exact story over and over and over and over on every health and wellness CD that I do. So I never want to forget where I came from and the stories or what people get excited. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy the series.